Okay.
Country house, metal plate. Look at a metal plate which I would say has been beaten into shape with really heavy blows. It's placed right over the hearth and has got an enormous hinge as if it could be moved.
Nee, kann man wahrscheinlich nicht, ne?
Open. Oof, too high.
Gut.
Hearth.
Das ist...
Look at. It's not exactly glass ceramic. It reminds me more of a campfire. It's even got smouldering ashes.
Mhm, also der Herd oder der Ofen in dem Fall.
Kitchen utensils on the ledge. Look at. If you've got to cook with these dirty, bent iron utensils, these black pots covered in dents, well, I'm not going to be the one to see if the soup's got enough salt in it.
Kann man ihn nehmen? Nee, kann man nicht.
Old lady.
Okay, was haben wir noch?
Cupboard with table service. Look at. Wow, they've got out the best dinner service. Plates, glasses, everything in handmade pottery and covered in little geometric patterns. And what's this? What's it called? I've seen it in a comic. Yes, those are amphoras.
Genau, du hast recht, es sind Amphoren.
Basket.
Ein Korb.
Look at. Maybe I'll be lucky with this basket. Let's see. Hey man, this is my lucky day. This is... goodness knows what. Barley? Wheat? Very nice and nutritious, but a bit coarse to eat raw.
Ja, das glaube ich auch.
Fish in pickle.
Haben wir Hunger?
Look at. Great, at last, something to eat. Well, in a manner of speaking. There's just figs, walnuts, olives, and this kind of... sticky, salty fish that smells disgusting.
Na ja, nun, hab dich nicht so.
Take. If my life depended on it, maybe. But I'm not that hungry.
Okay. Gut, das geht also nicht.
Patio and arched walkway.
Okay, wo geht's denn dahin?
Go to.
Aha.
Kitchen. Guards.
Oh, wo sind wir denn jetzt gelandet?
Left transversal door.
Okay, jetzt sind wir wieder da hinten irgendwo.
Go to.
No, you don't, barbarian. You can't go any further this way.
Okay.
You still got a lot of explaining to do.
Okay, Verzeihung, left transversal door. Ich wollte doch nur gucken.
Staircase.
Und da wollte ich vielleicht auch mal hingucken.
Go to.
No, you don't, barbarian.
Okay.
You can't go any further this way. You still got a lot of explaining to do.
Staircase.
Vielleicht
well.
Da,
garden.
Ist, mal,
well.
Quelle.
Look at the well of the house. You don't have to queue here to get a bit of water.
Jo.
Garden. Mosaics.
Mosaiksteinchen.
Look at drawings made up of small pieces of ceramic and glass, showing scenes of muscular guys fighting between themselves and beautiful women talking with animals. I wouldn't exactly call it hyperrealism.
Okay.
Take. I can't waste any more time.
Okay, die kann man auch nicht nehmen. Na gut.
Right transversal door.
Ja.
Go to. Look, the baptism and
okay.
Patio and arched walkway lighting.
Patio
dann to.
Da mal. So.
Right trans. Right. Garden. Well. Staircase. Left guards. Kitchen. Kitchen.
So,
go
dann
to.
Durch die Küche.
This is the kitchen.
Ja, okay.
Patio and arched walkway.
Ja, jetzt bin ich wieder da. Ach, das ist doch...
Fishing pit basket covered with old lady.
Genau, mit der wollte ich eigentlich sprechen.
Speak to. Excuse me, lady. Can you tell me where I am?
What do you mean, where you are? What kind of a question is that? Who's your master? Have you escaped?
Have I escaped? Hey, do you think I'm a thief or a slave?
Of course. I wasn't a slave either until we stopped paying the owner of the house. And my good Theon stole a pig. A pig? He could have stolen a chicken, but he had to go and get his hands on a pig.
They made you slaves because you stole a pig?
No, but my good Theon couldn't think of anything better to do than disappear, leaving me with three little mites. I used to live nice and quietly with my folk in Syracuse, but with a similar stigma. My older brother, who was my new legal owner since my father had died, wanted to marry me off again to a dirty old man who he owed money to.
And your own brother sold you as slaves?
Don't get so worked up, boy. Let me finish explaining. I never stopped hearing wonderful things about the beautiful capital of Attica, the fabulous Athens, where there's work for everybody, so I decided to set off for there with my three little ones. The pirates attacked us in mid-sea, where nobody could defend our rights. I explained it 1,000 times to the magistrates, but who was there to prove it? A woman alone, no husband, no father, no brother. I made up a great story all about a missing family, but they didn't believe me.
My God, it sounds like a terrible story.
Well, I can't really complain. I was lucky enough to finish up in this house. Here, I'm useful and respected, and I'm with my three little ones. You should know there are free men who live worse than slaves. We have food and shelter, and there are laws to protect us from abuse from our masters. And you must understand that there's nowhere that respects laws more than in this house. It's the house of the town governor.
This is the house of the town governor?
Of course. Didn't you know? A wise and just man. The lady is his wife. Look, what are you asking all these questions for? You haven't come here to replace our big blubbery Eumeo, have you? While he's still in bed because of his stupid, excessive gluttony.
Eumeo? Should I know him?
The cook! He gets fatter and clumsier every day, and he can't reach the top shelves. Only yesterday, a fit of overeating sent him off to bed, and I asked the mistress to call for a cook, because I'm too old to be doing with all this. If you haven't come to work, you better leave me alone. I've still got to make bread and pitta for 8 people.
Old lady.
Okay. Dann haben wir das auch geklärt.
Kitchen utensil, hearth, metal plate, country house.
Ja, das country mal house, da
go
hingehen.
To. The first thing that's...
Ja, ist gut.
Garden. Left door. Main door. Right door. Right door.
Wo kommen wir eigentlich dahin?
Open.
It's occupied. Haven't you got eyes in your head?
Listen, there's no way of telling if you don't put a bolt on or something.
A bolt? Who are you? What are you talking about?
Okay. Let's drop it, shall we? I'm having a really bad week.
Right door.
Okay, also das ist wieder diese Toilette oder was auch immer.
Main door.
Da waren wir schon drin.
Left door.
Ich glaube, wir waren überall schon drin. Das ist ein bisschen verwirrend hier, muss ich gestehen.
Garden.
Wir gehen nochmal in den Garten.
It's the beautiful, enormous garden of... Oh yes.
Ja, okay.
Stable. Young companion.
Mit der kann man, glaube ich, nichts mehr reden.
Speak to.
Boy, do not tempt the gods. Until now, you have been very lucky.
Young companion.
Okay.
Lady.
Wir reden jetzt noch mit der Dame des Hauses.
Speak to.
Foreigner, you are a reckless person. With that secret sign on your arm, you should be hiding and trusting in the protection of the gods, rather than roaming around the house.
Look here, Cassandra, I think you're going over the top a bit.
I don't understand this mysterious language of yours.
At last you have awoken. What confusion you have caused, strange boy. Perhaps now you can explain everything. How did you manage to get into our kitchen last night without the guard which surrounds the whole house seeing you? And why did you do it, if you then neither stole nor ate anything, but instead fell asleep on the table? Were you more tired than hungry, you little thief?
I'm not a thief. I'm a cook. That's why I made my way into the kitchen. I heard this house needed a cook. There wasn't anybody here. The door was open, I was very tired, and I fell asleep.
Boy, there's no need to go on. That is all an enormous, elaborate story you're inventing now. 'Tis true that neither your manners nor your clothes appear to be those of a thief. But you are a foreigner, that is obvious. Possibly a slave who is trying to disappear, and who has let his hair grow to put people off the scent. Until this strange occurrence has been explained, my master, Pericles, has given the order not to let you go. It makes no difference to me, but this house is full of guards.
And where is, our master Pericles?
Now he is attending to important matters in the city. Perhaps he will come tonight, but I do not think so. Since the dinner has been postponed, it is possible he will stay in Athens. The lord and master of this house is before all else an untiring servant of the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been very lucky, my lady, though I say it myself. I'm an exceptional cook.
Was?
And a specialist in organizing unforgettable celebrations.
Wie?
You don't have to cancel your symposium. Tell the master Pericles to come along at the time that's been fixed. Everything will be ready.
What?
It is not so easy, boy. In the end, we have nothing prepared. We have neither musicians nor dancers, and we have not even brought any food. But above all, we are missing the most important thing, the guests. We have not informed anybody.
We'll have to get cracking then. The sooner we start, the sooner we'll finish.
My goodness, Barbarian, your drive surprises me. My master, Pericles, will be delighted to talk with you, since what he likes most is determination and efficiency. But even if you organise everything, if you want him to set you free, you will have to give him a good explanation, as he will not be easily deceived.
So, will you let me try?
Let us do this. If you are able to cook a good meal for midday, and prepare everything this afternoon, the dishes, the entertainment, and all that is needed, then we can try to inform a few friends. I do not know if you are going to be up to the task, and you will appreciate that we cannot trouble them for nothing. Go into the city and do what is necessary. Take with you Cassandra, who will guide you around busy Athens, and a couple of guards who will also have to go with you. I cannot take upon myself the risk that you might run off as soon as you see the door open. Do you accept my proposal?
I do.
Very good then. I shall give the necessary instructions.
The mistress has given me these clothes for you, so you can take off those outlandish barbarians' garments.
Okay.
Chlamide.
Okay, das heißt, wir müssen uns jetzt anziehen. Okay, Chlamide, das war ein Umhang, glaube ich. Aber wir brauchen
Tunic.
Erstmal die Tunika.
Well, it's a square of material, folded quite ingeniously so that it covers the whole body. And even has sleeves. Chlamide.
Okay, dann muss das natürlich irgendwie festgehalten werden, die Tunika.
Sandal, palazzo, belt.
Deswegen brauchen wir einen Gürtel.
A fantastic belt. You could easily mistake for a piece of simple rope.
So, dann haben wir das jetzt. Jetzt kleiden wir uns obenrum an.
Palazzo, sandals, chlamide.
Sehen die Chlamide?
It's a short cloak, like a small cape. Looks like it hangs from one shoulder and is fastened on the other. Or at the neck, we'll see.
Genau, jetzt ziehen wir die Sandalen
sandals.
An.
Sandals of the oldest type. I mean, a leather sole and some straps to hold them on round the feet.
Ja nun, das ist halt nun mal so. Und jetzt noch zum Schluss.
Palazzo.
Der Palazzo. Ein Hut.
Goodness, this little hat is really funny. With a thing like this on your head, I don't think you'd need an umbrella when it rains. It's carnival time, what do you think?
It's what?
Carnival. A celebration of my people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it sometime. Look what we've got here. It's a map of the city of Athens.